Good morning, everyone. My name is James Kelly. How y'all doing? Yeah, so I just want to share a few thoughts about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And one of the things that comes to mind is the question why. You know, it's a question I get asked a lot often, and it's honestly not my most favorite question. And the reason why is because it's so thought-provoking. And so as I lead our thoughts here, I want to share why live a life in response to Jesus. Like, why would you do that? Why is that important? So this scripture comes to mind. I'd like to share that with you guys today. It's in 1 Peter 2:21. You can turn there with me. I'm reading the Holman Christian Standard Version. It says, "For you were called to this, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example so that you should follow in his steps. He did not commit sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he was suffering, he did not threaten, but entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that having died to sin, we might live for righteousness. You have been healed by his wounds, for you were like sheep going astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your soul." So I just wanted to share that with you guys. As we sit and reflect on Jesus dying and his burial and his resurrection, I just wanted to leave that scripture with you. Hope it guides your thoughts as you prepare your hearts for communion. At this time, I'll pray. Precious Lord, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for loving us, Lord,